Blog Talk Radio.
You do won't none. You do won't none.
LB's Brick Squad, LB's Brick Squad.
Now, boys, ready? Roll, boys!
You know!
Welcome to the Clutch Move with Cameron War, and boy, do I have some fun for you tonight. Man, it's been a crazy past weekend with the NFL protesting and everything going on in the sports world, and I figured I'd come on air tonight just to talk about it. First, I want to get started with almost every team in the NFL this weekend has protested, and they have protested. And people are starting to speak out against police brutality and stuff like that. Even President Trump has something to say about it. And it wasn't too kind either. You know, it was kind of mean, to be honest with you. And it's not only NFL players. It's NBA and MLB players. And I've even seen some articles where it says something about NHL players are going to kneel during the national anthem. Here's what President Trump had to say.
Luther and I, and everyone in this arena tonight, are unified by the same great American values. We're proud of our country. We respect our flag. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired! You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know it. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for. And I know we have freedoms and we have freedom of choice and many, many different freedoms. But you know what? it's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, Now, the number one reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on, you know, with yours truly. They like what's happening. This, because, you know, today if you hit too hard, right, they hit too hard, 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes, and two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. They're ruining the game. Right? They're ruining the game. Hey, look, that's what they want to do. They want to hit, okay? They want to hit. But it is hurting the game. But you know what's hurting the game more than that? When people like yourselves turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem. The only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Things will stop. Just pick up and leave. Pick up and leave. Not the same game anymore, anyway.
I mean, what is wrong with this guy? First of all, he's opposed to peaceful protests for people speaking up that have a voice, that have a national recognition, and to be on a national stage on TV to speak up for those who have no voice in this country. And he calls them sons of bitches. What the hell is wrong with this guy? What is wrong with him? I mean, I don't understand it. What is wrong with him? And he's talking about ratings are down. Let me tell you something, man. If you want to boycott the NFL, go right ahead. Boycott them. I'm sure they will not miss you, and I'm sure they will make plenty of money without you. They don't need you. They will make plenty of money in ticket sales without you. Since that is not the way to protest, Americans are yelling and outraged about, then what way is? You guys come up with a way and tell people how to protest, since that is disrespectful and since it is not peaceful. Come on, I want somebody to tell me what the perfect way to protest is. Because if you stand out with a permit, that's not allowed. If you kneel on a football field during the national anthem, that's not allowed. If you use your own personal Twitter feed to say what you want to say in protest, that's definitely not allowed. So what's the right way? Every time we have players protest, especially black players, Americans have a problem. It's because it's people who think they can put black people, so to speak, in their place. They have a right just to speak like we do. Men have died in our country for them to have their right to kneel or stand during a national anthem. They're not disrespecting the flag. They're just trying to say what they feel and speak up for their people and police brutality. They're not doing it to be disrespectful. And for all you people saying that this is new and they're doing it because Trump's out mad about it. Well, for your information, Colin Kaepernick kneeled during Obama's term last year. He's not even signed with anyone this year, and people are still kneeling. But it was during President Obama's term. And I don't care how outraged you get at me. I'm just telling the truth. Where do you want people to protest? How do you want them to protest? Because all they're doing is speaking up for people who don't have a voice. They're not wiping their ass with a flag. They're not burning it. They're not stepping on it. None of that. All they're doing is kneeling. And you guys still, for some reason, have a problem with that. And I will never understand it. If it's 2017 and you have a problem with someone peacefully protesting the civil injustice in this country, you need to do some self-reevaluation. You really do. Because it is horrible the way you guys act, talk, and speak about these NFL players that are protesting peacefully because it's their own right. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Be outraged, be mad, I don't care. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of getting on social media and everybody saying, oh, well, I'm boycotting the NFL and I'm boycotting the NBA and I'm doing this, this, and this, and this. You know, the whole Twitter thing with Trump came about with Steph Curry. Steph Curry didn't want to go to the White House. Trump invited him to the White House, but Steph Curry did not want to go. And then he decides he wants to get on there and says, invitation canceled. Do you really think Steph Curry really cares about an invitation being canceled? He already said he wasn't going anyway. Why does it matter? Why are you guys so outraged about it? Tom Brady didn't go to the White House when Obama was in office, but that was all fine and dandy, right? That was all fine and dandy. I guess it was because of his skin color. Now, if Tom Brady would have been black and not have went to the White House and the president would have been white, it would have been a problem, now wouldn't it? Yeah, it would have. Don't deny it, because it would have. So you guys don't understand the fact of free speech. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. And last of all, you can protest what you want. I don't care if you think somebody's in the wrong for protesting. You're not the judge. And it's funny now that the NFL owners are out on the field locking arms with the players. They weren't doing it before. You know why they're doing it now? To protect their investment. To save their money. That's the only reason they're out there. That's the only reason Jerry Jones got out there and protested. The only reason, to protect his investment. And Trump is envious of the NFL because he's always wanted to be an NFL owner. Always. He's always wanted to be an NFL owner. He bought a team in the USFL in the 80s. Guess what? It went bankrupt. It went bankrupt. And they were no good. And it went under. He no longer owned it. He was forced to sell it. And as far as NASCAR goes, I mean, who do they think they are? I guess they're just a bunch of communists. Because NASCAR are telling people if they stand up and protest during the anthem, they're fired. Oh, wait, but not Dale Jr. Nobody tells Dale what to do. Dale Jr. said he resides with the NFL players that protest every Sunday. And I commend him for that, for not sitting back and letting someone tell him what to do. I commend him for it. You know, politics should stay out of sports for numerous amounts of reasons. Nowadays, I'm so tired of hearing politics. I'm so tired of it. I turn on the news, it's politics. I get on social media, it's politics. I watch a football game. For Christ's sake, it's politics. Stop bringing politics into sports. Who cares if they kneel? That's their right. Get over it. Nobody cares about your personal opinion either. And you're not better than anyone because you think they're disrespecting the flag. You know, I seen this post on one of my local news stations earlier. And it was a 92-year-old World War II veteran taking a knee. And he said, "I'm with those kids, and those kids have every right to kneel because I fought for their right to kneel." And I commented on the post. I said, "So are you guys going to order for him to leave the country also?" And I got some of the nastiest responses ever on earth. People who claim to be so patriotic. "I love America. USA. USA." They were saying that this 92-year-old World War II veteran needed to leave the country because he stood with those people to speak up for the injustice in this country. This is nothing but a Trump scheme racial divide is all it is. And if you can't see that, then you are naive and you are blind. You are blind. Like I said, but everything's okay. Everything's fine and dandy, whatever the white man says, right? And I'm white myself. I'm a white boy myself from North Carolina. But you can think what you want. But just know, your opinions don't matter. Especially about being patriotic. People fought for them to stand or kneel. So get over it. And another thing that fueled this whole thing was Trump's Twitter feud with Steph Curry. A lot of you are even outraged about LeBron James calling Trump a bum. So what do you call Trump a bum? Curry is LeBron's best friend. He is also a fellow athlete. Why don't he stick to politics and worry about going to war with North freaking Korea instead of fighting with athletes and worrying about how much they make and worrying about why they kneel on one knee during the national anthem? He needs to do presidential work, not fighting over stupid stuff. We even had an MLB player kneel the other day. And that's odd. That's very odd. Because in the MLB, it's predominantly Hispanics and whites. There's a couple of black people that play in the MLB, but it's predominantly Hispanics and whites. I mean, this just gets me outraged. It gets me outraged that America is okay with the social injustice and racism that goes on today in today's society. It just gets me outraged. It hurts. It really hurts. I mean, sorry for the silence, but it hurts. And you guys sit back and you guys just are naive to it and want to put black people in their place. And if they say anything out the way, you guys are quick to put them in their place, aren't you? You're so quick to do that, right? Yeah, you are. Because that's how America is today. I said we all come together. I said we agree on things. And recognize the injustices that are going on in America today. And recognize white privilege over anything else. We should recognize that. But unfortunately, that'll probably never happen because of the ignorant people there are in this world today. Next thing I want to move on to is this FBI-NCAA case. Well, I don't know if you guys heard or not, but the FBI was investigating a couple of schools here. I think it was like 10 schools or something. They wiretapped the conferences, tapped cell phones, all that extra stuff. But it is a huge scandal. Not quite as big as huge as Penn State. But it's pretty big. I mean, it's pretty creepy. Especially knowing Louisville was involved. Louisville was on probation previously by the NCAA for paying hookers and throwing sex parties with underage recruits. And one of the first ones to pop up in this investigation is Louisville. Ah, but Patino, it wasn't me. Coach Patino, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I knew nothing about it. No one ever informed me. I knew nothing about it. Famous last words. This guy knew something about it. He's the head coach of the program. How wouldn't he know something about it? How wouldn't he? And it's saying these, not Patino, but the assistant coaches and the agents and the guy from Adidas could face up to 80 years in prison. Apparently, recruit Brian Bow was bribed from Adidas in Louisville with $100,000. $100,000, folks. We're not talking about $1,000. We're talking about $100,000. $100,000. You know what I could do with $100,000? A lot. But the investigation isn't over yet. There could be more schools involved. But apparently here's the action taken against some of the assistant coaches. A person was suspended from Auburn. Oklahoma State suspended Evans, and Arizona suspended Richardson. And, you know, it's just a big mess up. I mean, especially when you're on probation. When you are on probation already, and you have your name come up in a not NCAA investigation, FBI investigation, for Christ's sake. And today, Rick Pitino was finally fired. Louisville was a part of the FBI probe. He claims he wasn't involved in previous investigations, such as the one that went on about 2 years ago. But he claims he's always innocent. Oh, I'm innocent. I never done anything. I never knew about it. You never knew about it. Never. How did you never know about it? You're the head coach of the program, man. You knew about them hookers. You knew about bribing that recruit with $100,000. You knew about it. Why wouldn't you know about it? Because you're slimy. That's why. A slithery, slithery snake. And I'm even going to go out in the woods and say this. John Calipari is probably not too far behind him. Because he seems like a slithery, slithery snake also. How do you get a program has been on the bottom for years, and all of a sudden you build it to the top with one and dones.
Money. Money. Money talks, folks. Get real here. And there were two ACC schools involved, which was Louisville and Miami. But I think there was a third involved also.
Because if you sit back, put the pieces of the investigation together, I don't know this for a fact, but I suspect it. I suspect the state was involved in it. I really do. Because Keats was a Patino associate before he went to UNCW and then got a job at State. I can't prove it, but like I said, the investigation is not over yet. And my thing is, you know, why is this UNC scandal case still going on? I mean, what are they doing? You know, just trying to make an example out of us? I mean, because that's what it looks like to me. You would figure they'd say, oh, well, we're just going to give them their sanctions, and we got bigger and better things to worry about. They're still dragging it out to make an example out of the University of North Carolina. Still dragging it out. And I don't understand why they don't just go ahead and give us the verdict already. Because if they revoke any of University of North Carolina championships, we're taking them to Supreme Court. And I think that's a good thing. And, you know, another thing, I don't understand why college athletes just shouldn't get paid already, guys. I mean, it's 2017, for Christ's sake. A lot of these athletes, and this is not referring to race, a lot of these athletes grow up very poor and grow up in mass poverty. A lot of them barely know how to read, barely know how to operate math, barely know how to read a textbook at that. What did they go to college for if they get a scholarship? They go to play ball. Yeah, I'm not saying UNC isn't guilty of giving false grades, but that's not as bad as paying someone $100,000 for them to attend your school. $100,000, folks. But to get back, what I was saying was, as far as kids growing up in mass poverty, you know, they go to college, they're not allowed to accept any money. They show off their talents to the United States of America and even the world. It's nothing but modern-day slavery. The NCAA is nothing but a plantation. That's it. Yeah, they may get a free education. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah, they may get a place to live. Whoop-de-doo. But how are they going to eat? How are they going to get from one place to another? How are they going to get back home when they need to go? To all you guys that think they shouldn't be paid, don't think about this. Imagine if you worked at McDonald's and got paid nothing for working there. You worked 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day and got paid nothing. Now, I've worked at a McDonald's, and I'm sure a lot of people have when they were younger. And you guys that did work at McDonald's, you guys know how hard work is in food service.
And you know how crappy it is to be talked to in food service. It's not fun. But imagine going there for 14 to 16 hours a day and not getting paid anything for it. Nothing. That's what these college athletes feel like. If they take any dime from anyone, it's a violation. Whether it's $5 or $1,000, it's a violation. If they accept a car or like jewelry or anything with value in money, it's a violation. But yet, here they are busting their asses on national television for us to enjoy leisure time to watch them display their athletic abilities. Now, I'm not saying pay them what NBA players make. That's not what I'm saying. But the least you could do is pay them enough to live on. That's all I'm saying is just pay them enough to live on. Because if you didn't pay them enough to live on, which is going on right now, they have nothing. And they have to do crooked stuff to do what they need to do, like steal, like beg, like commit violations because they have no money or nothing to rely on. A lot of them's family are across the country. They have no way to get home. Oh, but the game isn't like what it used to be. Kids used to go for 4 years and you were considered a good student. Well, look, old buddy. It's not 1963 anymore. It's called inflation. Prices went up. You can't even afford rent on a job that you make $7.25 at. Can't even afford rent. But do you guys care about that? No. You guys are going to be fine sitting up in your nice houses, sitting up on your couch and your TV with your 64-inch TV and your nice golden retriever and your Rolex on your arm, your Mercedes in the driveway, you're going to be okay. But the first thing you say when college basketball comes on, let's go watch some college basketball, guys. You're sitting there drinking top shelf beer and top shelf mixed drinks and eating top shelf food while these kids that are displaying their athletic abilities to you sometimes have nothing. Sometimes have to beg. But remember, if they take anything from anyone, it's a violation. It's a violation, remember? So the NCAA has to do something about this. And not only is Louisville and several other schools, not only are they in trouble with the NCAA, they are in trouble with the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is serious crime, folks. That is a serious crime. You know, who cares what the NCAA thinks? I'm talking about the FBI, guys. The FBI. That's enough about that for me now. I'm going to go on to something else. I'm tired of talking about that. You know, I'm going to go on to the MLB. What it looks like, there's a game on the line tonight for the Cubs to clinch division against the Cardinals, and I'm hoping they can get it done tonight. they would have won last night. They would have clinched it. But the Dodgers is already clinched. The Indians is already clinched. And the Nationals is already clinched. I'm not sure about the others yet. I'll have to look into that later. But I don't think the actual date is up yet. But I honestly think that it'll be a Cubs-Indians rematch in the World Series. I don't know who would win, though. I really don't. I don't know who would win. Because Cleveland looks mighty hungry. Mighty hungry. I mean, the Cubs come back from a deficit to beat them. It was a 3-1 series. The Cubs have won one game. And Cleveland have won three. They come back from a 3-game deficit to play in game 7. That'll be one of the historical moments ever in baseball. I don't know about this Aaron Judge kid, man. For some reason, I think he's on roids. Gotta be. Because I'm telling you, he's big compared to everybody else. And you guys remember Barry Bonds. He was that little, but my God, he could hit a ball. Come to find out, he was on the roids. Mark McGwire was one of the best hitters of all time. What did we find out? He was on the roids. See, that's just the thing I can't deal with baseball. Because you don't know if they're on the roids or not unless they're drug tested. I still think Aaron Judge is on the roids, though. The more I talk, the more I think about it, the more I think about steroids. I think he is on steroids. I'm not saying he is, but I think he is. That's two different categories. But I want to talk about some NFL. Also, in week 5, you know, what to watch for, you know. I think the best game to watch for in week 5, best two games, it would be the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots. And the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to analyze this Carolina Panthers and New England Patriots game. Man, I'm telling you. Carolina played like crap. The defense played fairly decent, but Cam Newton's offense played like crap. But I understand. He just come off shoulder surgery. He's not fully recovered yet. He's got to warm up. Then again, it may not ever be the same. Who knows? But Cameron Newton is one of the best quarterbacks the Panthers has ever had, ever. Ever. He's one of the best quarterbacks ever that the Panthers ever had. Olsen's out. Benjamin's out. Thomas Davis is out. I mean, my Lord, who else are we going to lose? We just might as well go ahead and take Cam out of the game and just let Derek Anderson play. Because, my Lord, if Cam doesn't have anyone to throw to, what is he going to do? Run the whole time? My God, we can't even get an offensive line to protect him for him getting hit every other play. The Patriots are looking a little bit stronger than what they were looking. The Patriots just, there's a thing that concerns me about them, you know, like their defense. I don't think their defense is good or their offense. And honestly, I never thought Tom Brady lived up to the hype that everybody claims it is. he's the GOAT. No, he's not the GOAT. However, he did protest the other day, which surprised the hell out of me. Surprised me big time. It really did surprise me because I thought Brady loved Donald Trump. And I thought he would do anything for him. But apparently not. The defense looks kind of weak in New England right now. Hopefully the Panthers can get their offense together. Make a move against New England. Another game to watch for is the Bears versus the Packers, man. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for the upset. I would love to see Chicago beat Aaron Rodgers. I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. I do not like him. I cannot stand him. I never will like him. And Green Bay, and I agree with this, Green Bay and New England are two of the most bandwagon teams in National League football. Two of the most bandwagon teams. For Christ's sake, Little Wayne is from New Orleans and he's a Packers fan. Why isn't he a Saints fan? That's one thing I want to know. But that's all I got for you tonight, guys. I appreciate you tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to my uncle listening. I'd like to give a shout out to my girlfriend listening. I love you guys. Anybody else, please tune in when you see episode broadcasting. I please ask you that. And that's all I got for you. I'm going to give you this little outro to settle it. This is The Clutch Move with Cameron Ward, and I'm signing off.
Everybody to scatter, got it into Ewing. Ewing trying to get front court. Noel swiping at the ball, knocked away. Felton goes to the floor. Loose ball, timeout, timeout, Carolina. That changes everything. What a play by 25-24. Felton well out on the right. Trying to get free. Drives, put it up, blocked away, foul on Duke. First free throw, good. Cleanly through. 73-72. Felton ready on his second attempt. That one is no good. They battle for it. Loose ball. Recovered Marvin. He scores. 17 seconds left. And he was fouled. Foul is on Patrick Johnson.